We broke this story last night with Mark Levy during Wide World of Sports, and I can tell you now that New South Wales Police have launched an investigation into a major data breach. More than a million people, including some prominent MPs in New South Wales, have had personal information jeopardised by a foreign software developer. So anyone who's visited some of the most popular clubs in New South Wales are at risk. Not all of the clubs in New South Wales. I think there's about 17 of them. The addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, signatures of patrons could be exposed. An Australian-based tech company called Outerbox is involved. They operate sign-in processes at a range of pubs and clubs and restaurants. It's believed that in the process of outsourcing work to a developer based in the Philippines, personal information was shared. Outerbox is a third-party IT service provider. It's used by hospitality venues, and that includes the 17 clubs and pubs operated by Clubs New South Wales, and also some restaurants run by Merivale. Although I spoke to Justin Hemmings, the boss of Merivale, last night, he says the exposure for Merivale, he thinks, is limited at this stage. It may be zero, but they've been mentioned as well by the software developers in the Philippines. And Clubs New South Wales held an emergency meeting with affected venues yesterday. They include the City of Sydney RSL, Fairfield RSL, Hornsby RSL. And this morning we can reveal the names of some prominent politicians who've been caught up in this breach. They include the Premier Chris Minns and the Police Minister Yasmin Catley. Their names have popped up on this website too. Their personal details have been redacted, but it's enough to know that it's them. And on top of the personal data, there's a chance that patrons' gambling history is also up for grabs. That's what's being claimed on this website. In a statement, Outerbox says it's aware and responding to a cyber incident potentially involving personal information. They say we've been in communication with a group of our clients to inform them and outline our strategy to respond. Due to the ongoing Australian police investigation, we are not able to provide further details at this time. We are aware of a malicious website carrying a number of false statements designed to harm our business and defame our senior staff. We believe that this is linked, and we urge people not to repeat false and damaging misinformation. Mind you, when you go to their website right now, it doesn't come up out of box. Their website seems to be down. I'll just confirm that that's still the case. Clubs New South Wales has released a statement, and we'll speak to them a little later on this morning. They say Clubs New South Wales has been made aware of a cybersecurity incident involving a third-party IT provider commonly used by hospitality venues. We understand that some personal information of patrons may have been compromised. The clubs concerned are working towards notifying all impacted patrons. We can advise that the appropriate authorities have been notified by the third-party IT provider, and the New South Wales government has also been advised. So David Harris is the Minister for Gaming and Racing in New South Wales. We'll see if we can track him down a little later on this morning. And I believe that we are also going to be talking to the CEO of Clubs New South Wales. So we just need to make clear here, at this stage, they haven't published all of the personal information. They haven't put it all up there. What they've done is they've provided a bit of a sample, and they've put this website up where you can put your name into the website and you can see whether they've got your details. So it'll show you the club that you went into. So you'll go, oh, that's true, I did go into that club. So it's a bit of a tease by these software developers in the Philippines who, by the way, claim that they weren't paid by Outerbox. And we've got no proof of that, but that's what they're claiming. So you go onto this website. I'm not going to give you the website because I don't want to go promoting it. But you go to this website, put your information in, and it'll let you know whether they've got your personal information. If they do, that's a worry, because it's your license, your signature, your address, your phone number, your date of birth, you name it, they've got it. They haven't been leaked yet. They may not be leaked. We hope they're not going to be leaked.